Chapter 7. And clinching on the other side forever? Not he. He prepared himself. He kept his eye on the clock, and his finger on his pulse. He awaited his chance. And at last, when he knew his time was come, he pretended to think a new visitor had entered, and so, with the rattle in his throat emphasized for dramatic effect, he said to the servant, "Shin around, John, and get the gentleman a chair." And so he died, amid thunders of applause. Next we have Benjamin Franklin. Franklin, the author of Poor Richard's Quaint Sayings. Franklin, the immortal axiom builder, who used to sit up at nights reducing the rankest old threadbare platitudes to crisp and snappy maxims that had a nice, varnished, original look in their regimentals. Who said, "Virtue is its own reward"? Who said, "Procrastination is the thief of time"? Who said, "Time and tide wait for no man, and necessity is the mother of invention"? Good old Franklin, the Josh Billings of the 18th century, though, sooth to say, the latter transcends him in proverbial originality as much as he falls short of him in correctness of orthography. What sort of tactics did Franklin pursue? He pondered over his last words for as much as 2 weeks, and then when the time came, he said, "None but the brave deserve the fair," and died happy. He could not have said a sweeter thing if he had lived till he was an idiot. Byron made a poor business of it, and could not think of anything to say at the last moment, but Augusta, sister Lady Byron, tell Harriet Beecher Stowe, etc., etc., but Shakespeare was ready, and said, "Comma, England expects every man to do his duty," and went off with splendid eclat. And there are other instances of sagacious preparation for a felicitous closing remark. For instance, Joan of Arc said, "Tramp, tramp, tramp, the boys are marching." Alexander the Great said, "Another of those Santa Cruz punches, if you please." The Empress Josephine said, "Not for Joe Dash," and could get no further. Cleopatra said, "The old guard dies, but never surrenders." Sir Walter Raleigh said, "Executioner, can I take your whetstone a moment, please? Though what for is not clear." John Smith said, "Alas, I am the last of my race." Queen Elizabeth said, "Oh, I would give my kingdom for one moment more, I have forgotten my last words." And Red Jacket, the noblest Indian brave that ever wielded a tomahawk in defense of a friendless and persecuted race, expired with these touching words upon his lips, "Wocom panisukwinebeolazsagamarisa-scatchuan." There was not a dry eye in the wigwam. Let not this lesson be lost upon our public men. Let them take a healthy moment for preparation, and contrive some last words that shall be neat and to the point. Let Louis Napoleon say, "I am content to follow my uncle still, I do not wish to improve upon his last word. Put me down for tit or me." And Garrett Davis, "Let me recite the unabridged dictionary." And H.G., "I desire, now, to say a few words on political economy." And Mr. Berg, "Only take part of me at a time, if the load will be fatiguing to the hearse horses." And Andrew Johnson, "I have been an alderman, member of Congress, governor, senator, press, adieu, you know the rest." And Seward, "Alas, dash ka." And Grant, "Oh." All of which is respectfully submitted, with the most honorable intentions. M.T.P.S. I am obliged to leave out the illustrations. The artist finds it impossible to make a picture of people's last words. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook Curious Republic of Gondor. This file should be named MTCRG12. TTXT or MTCRG12. Zip, corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, MTCRG13. TTXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, MTCRG12A TTXT. This ebook was produced by David Widger WIDGER at Secomet. And that greater than additional proofing of this file was done by Trevor Carlson. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people start at our websites at http://gutenberg.net/promo/page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. http://iBiblio.org/gutenberg.text03/iBiblio.org/pubdocsbooks/gutenberg.text03/iBiblio.org/pubdocsbooks/gutenberg.text02/01/09/98/97/96/95/94/93/92/92/91/90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus we are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Means estimated, : ebooks year month, 1971 July 10 1991 January 100 1994 January 1000 1997 August 1500 1998 October 2000 1999 December 2500 2000 December 3000 2001 November 4000 2001 October November 6000 2002 December 9000 2000 3 November 10,000 2004 January, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501c3 organization with an employee identification number 64-622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.ggutenberg.netdonation.html. If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to Michael S. Hart, H-A-R-T at PO.com Prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. The legal small print, 3 pages, start the small print. For public domain ebooks start, why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us if there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. Before you use or read this ebook, by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook, you indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the Project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the Project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these e-books, the project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the project's e-books and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other e-book medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the item of replacement or refund described below, 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may receive this ebook from as a Project Gutenberg TM ebook disclaims all liability to you for damages, costs and expenses, including legal fees, and 2. You have no remedies for negligence, or under strict liability, or for breach of warranty or contract. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.